Welcome to this edition of In Tune with the Opera Company of Philadelphia. I'm your host, Mike Bolton. The Opera Company will be producing the eagerly anticipated East Coast premiere of Kevin Plitz and Mark Campbell's Pulitzer Prize-winning opera, Silent Night. The second opera in the Opera Company's American Repertoire Program, an initiative to produce one new American opera for the next 10 years. The series began in June 2012 with the local premiere of a co-commissioned piece by the Opera Company of Philadelphia and Gotham Chamber Opera and Music Theater Group, Nico Muhly and Stephen Karam's Dark Sisters. In November 2011, my co-host Marin Montalbano and I sat down to talk to Troy Cook, a favorite baritone with the Opera Company of Philadelphia who has appeared in several productions over the past few seasons and has a double hitter this season with us with his recent performances as Marcello in our season opening production of La Boheme. Troy Cook talked to us about preparing a new piece, working with a living composer, and about Silent Night itself and its inspiration. Marin Montalbano introduces this segment before we talk to Troy Cook.
Based on the screenplay for Joyeux Noël by Christian Carrion, Silent Night is by composer Kevin Plitz and librettist Mark Campbell. The opera has received wonderful reviews so far. Minneapolis Star Tribune, quote, "Grimly beautiful, the piece is a significant addition to the repertoire and heralds the emergence of composer Kevin Plitz as a force in American opera." And then there's Pioneer Press, quote, "Powerful, dazzling Silent Night debuts."
I think everybody's really looking forward to this one. I think this opera is it's a co-production with the Opera Company Philadelphia, of course, and Minnesota Opera. The production comes to Philadelphia in February with a lineup that includes our favorites, William Burden and Troy Cook. Troy is here to talk to us today about the opera. And of course, Troy has had critics following him for years and have highlighted his, of course, resplendent baritone. OperaToday.com made a note of his Royal Opera Covent Garden debut as Guglielmo in Mozart's Così fan tutte, saying, "Troy Cook made for a fine Guglielmo with an extremely well-schooled lyric baritone of ideal Mozartian weight, evenness, flexibility, and color." We're happy to have Troy on In Tune with the Opera Company Philadelphia.
Wow.
How are you?
I'm honored.
So this is an opera that's new to everybody. Tell us a little bit about the opera itself, what it's about, and the role that you play in it.
Well, the opera, it's based on a true story, of the stories that happened with truces like this that were called for Christmas Eve in World War I, 1914. It wasn't just in one encampment that the truces were called, but for Christmas, and this was the story of that truce happening. There's the Scottish group, there's the German group, and then there's the French group. And each group has its sort of backstory. There are two young brothers that are going off to war. And Father Palmer, which is the role that I play, is concerned that they're going, so he decides to enlist himself as a medic, and he's there to sort of support the troops on the front line. And then on the French side, you have Lieutenant Audebert, whose wife is expecting, and he's reluctantly called back to war. So his longing plays out throughout the piece, not knowing whether his child is born. Then on the German side, we sort of have the opera story of the opera singer being drafted into the army. And he is quite famous in Germany, this opera singer, Nicholas Sprink. And the Kronprinz actually pulls him from the front lines because the Kronprinz, and this is true in history as well, was an immense opera lover, and has him sing for his guests while eating caviar and drinking champagne on That's Christmas crazy. Eve. They end up bringing Anna, his lover, ends up following him back to the front lines. It's kind of strange to think, you know, here's this story about war, but, you know, you have a beautiful opera singer coming to share the Christmas Eve truce, basically. We end with a mass, and she sings a most glorious a cappella, Dona Nobis Pacem. It's just spellbinding. I mean, it sounds like an angel descended from... It's really incredible. And the very last moment of Act 1, you know, that moment has just occurred, and then in the distance you hear bombs still going off from other battlefields nearby, just that kind of reminder that all is not well.
So we have the Scottish contingent, we have the French contingent, we have the German contingent. And for those of you who are playing Scottish characters, are you being asked to adopt any sort of accent, and I'm assuming that the French and the German components, they're singing in those languages throughout the piece.
They are, and actually the languages are becoming, you know, sort of a thing throughout the show, and it actually, you know, the languages that we speak almost become a whole nother character in the piece, which is really fun and interesting. And of course there's titles, so everyone knows what everyone's saying as well, but sure. You know, there are jokes that we play where, you know, the French make a joke in German to the Germans, and the Germans think it's funny, and then someone in the German camp speaks French and makes a joke back to the French guys, and they're all laughing, and the Scottish are all like totally in the dark. So I mean, there are moments like that where one of the Scottish lieutenant says "la café est excellent," and the French lieutenant says, "oh, le café."
Yes.
Corrects his French. I mean, of course.
Oh, how, you know? French! Yes.
So there are moments like that where, and some interesting musical things, because the French lieutenant does not speak English or German, only French.
Ah.
So there's a moment when the opera singer Nicholas Sprink also speaks English and French. So he steps in to translate when they're doing the truce. So there's this really interesting musical moment where what Gordon, the Scottish lieutenant, is saying in English is musically just behind being translated in French to Audebert. Really makes for a nice musical moment.
How would you describe the music itself? And does Mr. Putz have a specific sort of musical identity for each faction?
Yeah, there's definitely a characterization of the different troops. There's some folk songs and Christmas carols that are throughout. The piece actually starts with in the midst of a Mozartian-style opera, and then someone comes out on stage and stops the opera to announce that Germany is going to war. I don't want to... Maybe you should put a spoiler alert on the podcast. But what's interesting, too, is all of the music... The Mozartian-style music, like string quartet party music that happens when they sing at the Kronprinz's palace, it's all original by Kevin. Mm-hmm. So he has written a Mozartian-style operatic piece, a beautiful German folk song. And I have to say, it's really very tuneful. You know, it's incredibly accessible as far as listening to it, but it's not just accessible. It's also really sophisticated and unbelievably intelligent. Because it is based on a screenplay, especially at the beginning, there's lots of vignettes to kind of, and they go by very quickly. They're like five or six lines, and then right on to the next scene. And the set design is No Man's Land is this big spinning disc that turns on its own, and then the bunkers all revolve around this disc, so you can actually make these transitions from camp to camp. Mm-hmm. Instantly.
It sounds really exciting. I can't wait till it comes to Philadelphia.
Right, it's great. Kevin is so good. I mean, the way he sets a scene reminds me much in the way of that Puccini does it as well. He kind of directs the show with his music in the most amazing way. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really brilliantly done in that way. You know, this is Kevin's first opera. There's some very important things that happened in the movie that needed to happen on stage as well, the most important being the battle scene.
Mm.
So Kevin has this 7 or 10 minute long orchestral interlude, which is all the battle scene. And it has been stunningly choreographed by our fight choreographer as well. You would think doing a live battle scene on stage in an opera would come off seeming very hokey, and I have to say, it's gut-wrenching. It borderline makes you feel like kind of the opera version of the opening to Saving Private Ryan. It really packs a punch. A lot of that, I have to say, is Kevin's music, because there's no hokiness at all in Kevin's music at all.
That was baritone Troy Cook, star of our February production, Kevin Putz and Mark Campbell's Pulitzer Prize-winning opera, Silent Night. Joining me was my co-host, Maren Montalbano. If you want some information on how to see Silent Night, the opera itself opens on February 8th and runs for 5 performances only until February 17th in the beautiful Academy of Music at Broad and Locust Streets in Philadelphia. For tickets, visit us on our website, www.operaphila.org. You can order tickets in person at the Kimmel Center box office or call 215-893-1018. We'll be doing a series of podcasts about Silent Night with artist interviews, our interviews with the creative team, some video components, and more. So don't forget to check out further podcasts in this series and also our YouTube channel as well. Thank you for joining us for this edition of In Tune. I'm Mike Bolton.